This is Tom Arms of Lookhead Radio's World Report for the week beginning the 13th of June. Lookhead broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. The European Union's finance ministers meet next Friday to agree new rules to stamp down on tax avoidance. Their main targets are big multinational. Next week in South Africa, former Paralympian champion Oscar Pistorius will be sentenced for the murder of his girlfriend Rena Steenkamp. Also in South Africa, former protesters and police will mark the 40th anniversary of the Soweto uprising with a formal apology by both sides. The postponed trial of Ratko Mladic resumes in the International Criminal Court in The Hague on Tuesday. Serbian General Mladic is charged with war crimes in the former Yugoslavia. Donald Trump has another cause to celebrate on Tuesday. He turns 70. On Wednesday, Chinese President Xi Jinping also joins the birthday list at a youthful 63. On Thursday, Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi and Russian President Vladimir Putin meet at the annual St. Petersburg International Economic Forum. On Friday, the International Amateur Athletics Federation will announce its decision on whether or not to ban Russia from the Rio Olympics because of a drug scandal. On the religious front, the heads of all the world's Christian Orthodox churches hold their first joint synod in over 1,000 years, while on Thursday, Shiites celebrate the birth of Imam Ali, their most important spiritual leader after Muhammad. And finally, a Florida man suffering from muscular dystrophy next Sunday starts a European tour strapped to the back of his friend Tom Troyer. Paralyzed Kevin Chandler was told 3 years ago that he would have to spend his remaining months linked to a respirator. His determination to live and fulfill his dreams has become a universal inspiration. And that was next week's News Today. Stay tuned after this message for Look Ahead's expanded world analysis. This is Tom Arms of Look Ahead Radio's expanded world analysis for the week beginning the 13th of June. Look Ahead broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. Tax avoidance, especially by the world's multinationals, comes under the European spotlight next Friday when EU finance ministers meet in Brussels to try to close loopholes through which company accountants have been driving teams of carts and horses. The ministers will also discuss reforming sales tax laws and a roadmap for EU banking union. 40 years ago, next Thursday, 176 black South Africans were killed in the Soweto uprising. The protest was sparked by the apartheid government's attempt to replace English with Afrikaans in all schools. On Thursdays, there will be a special commemoration ceremony at which both the police and the organizers of the protest will formally apologize. Also in South Africa, it is the end of a long legal road for the former Paralympian gold medalist Oscar Pistorius when he is sentenced for the murder of his girlfriend Rena Steenkamp. Pistorius was originally found guilty of culpable homicide, but the prosecution successfully appealed against this, and Pistorius was tried again and found guilty of murder. His sentencing is scheduled to last all week and could result in his spending up to 15 years in prison. Another case of delayed justice is that of Serbian General Ratko Mladic. On Tuesday, he is back at the International Criminal Court of Justice in The Hague to face charges of war crimes during the Yugoslav wars of the 1990s. The trial, which involves 400 witnesses, was postponed in 2012 because the prosecutors failed to disclose all their evidence to the defense lawyers. Efforts to stimulate the faltering Russian economy will be discussed at the St. Petersburg International Economic Forum next week. International economists reckon that the continuing low price of oil and Western economic sanctions will mean that the Russian economy will shrink by another 3% this year. The forum will be attended by Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi. Italy is Russia's closest friend in Western Europe. Russians will also be anxiously awaiting the decision of the International Amateur Athletics Federation about whether or not their athletes will be allowed to participate in this summer's Rio Olympics. The IAAF will announce its verdict on Friday. Russian athletes have been banned from the international competitions since last year because of what has been described as a climate of cheating and state-sponsored doping. For the first time since the year 880, the world's Christian Orthodox churches will hold a synod. Their last meeting was in Istanbul, which was then known as Constantinople. They had hoped to mark the reconciliation by using the same venue, but strained Russian-Turkish relations meant that the meeting was shifted to the Greek island of Crete. And that was next week's News Today, so that you can plan to participate in the world around you. Stay tuned for the weekly World Affairs discussion with myself and Lockwood Phillips.